And
very cool. And it's,
I really love her, so.
And it's very dangerous right there.
Nothing more though.
Well, I've called and checking on it myself. And it's got its problems like anywhere in LA,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles. It's got a lot of immigrants coming in, a lot of homeless in the streets kind of thing. It's just quite dangerous because it's right next to the Mexican border.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in all tons, mm-hmm. millions coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who they are, don't know if they're gangs. Most of them are gangs. And it's, they
Malcolm,
had a woman over there.
Are you aware that you're being recorded? Are you aware you're being recorded?
Chivilla Toes. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa, Gedula Chimincha, Lati, Serura, Alephet Gimel, Yutta, Sadi, Babel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Uprashayan Sintet Dun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashir Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitacha Tamid Nadam Lame Betet Resh Tadi Tav Gimel Tashim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata, the two, Yo Dea Tazumot Shintufav Dita We have brought the energy of creation into our space and we will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. But before we do that, I have to address an issue that I did not hear the whole conversation, just the last few sentences. And what is important is that we separate between the sharing consciousness that's based on the right column from the left column, which is based on fear. There are statistics that prove one way, there are statistics that prove another. It is up to us to maintain balance and neither fall to the fear or become too sharing. Please join me in saying the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rahum Vechanun. Eres Apaim. Berav Chesed Be'emet. Notzer Chesed La Lafim. No say I won't wafesha, the fata of the nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, which has helped us to achieve the energy of balance. We utilize the tool from the Zohar Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29 that has the energy of certainty. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimud Le'afka L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Rabbi Abba Amar B'Kam Atar Tane nandu cha, barichu komadi aved leela witata, kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot, beleidla mila bialma, divae barnash, bedahya leya mineya ulam haga. Beyakalana deatulu ovada, ikshot inun wikolais the reef. Be alma. The energy of this current year is to become wiser. The eighth verse of the 13 verses. Study is Psalms, Tehillim, chapter 94, verse 9. This verse starts with the letter A and ends with the letter Tet. Please mute your phones as I'm hearing some background noise by pressing star 6. Thank you. If you ever need to ask a question, you can unmute yourself by saying, pressing star 6 again. Chapter 94, verse 9, starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, just as the energy of the year starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. As we know, there are 13 verses, and we've chosen to study one verse each month. This eighth verse, the month of Nisan. Normally it would be the seventh month, but we are in a leap year where an extra month is added. So it is now the eighth month, which connects to the energy that is coming, the world that is coming, known as Bina, the energy store. Ano ta'ozen, alo yishma, im yotzer ha'in, alo yabit. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? The word ozen, that translates as ear, also connects to the energy of balance. the energy of the year 5774. And this, the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Ta willow your gals, old willow Yosifu. Vene abla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozalame behe ereyo hekome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he te he wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he se ta wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo a he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu go a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa sa be yo la yo wa te nu la nu me sa yo he yo Me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he. Sa ala re yo a ala me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me te me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the second day of Nisan, Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbi Eliyahu Kalman Kash, Rabbi Shalom Dov Berson, the Rebbe Yashav, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the fifth out of the seven representing the Hod. And the Tzaddikim who left, who chose to leave tonight, the third of Nisan, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Grosnas, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Slonim, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Finkel, Rabbi David Strovsky, we will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool to help us maintain balance and not fall into our fears or become a flood that is destructive, which is an energy of chesed. Malchut Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, hod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, yi ahoni wo yoho, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi, tiferet, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, gevurah, yi ahoni wi yoho. Yeah, niwiyo. Yeah, niwiyo. Chesed. Yeah, niwiyo he. Yeah, niwiyo he. Yeah, niwiyo he. Bina. Yeah, niwiyo he. Yeah, niwiyo he. Yeah, niwiyo he. Achma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now say the first two verses of the Shema Yisrael, followed by the L'shem Yehud and the Esther Dibrot. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu Adonai Echad. L'shem Yehud Kutshabaritu Ishite Bitkilu Urshimu Utkilu Utkilu Urshimu Liakta L'shem Yudhei Bavatei The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanuneihu. The Esther Dibrot V'adaber Elohim Et Kol HaDivarim Ha'ele Lay more, Anohi Hashem Elohecha, Asher Hotzei Ticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Taseh Lecha Pesel Wekol Temuna Asher Bashamayim Mima'al Asher Ba'aretz Mitachat Ve'asher Bamayim Mitachat La'aretz Lo Tishtachave Lachem Ve'lo Ta'avdem Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha El Kana Pokel Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim We Al Ribeim Lishonai We Oseh Hesed La Alafim La Ohavai Ushomrei Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha l'shav Ki lo yinake Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo L'shav zahor Et yom ha-shabbat L'kadsho sheshet yamim Tavod v'yasita Kom melachtecha V'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat L'Hashem Elohecha Lo taseh kol melacha Atan uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha v'yamatcha uvhemtecha v'gercha Asher bisharecha Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim Ve'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam V'yanach v'yom hashvi'i Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat Vayikadshehu kabed et avicha V'et imecha leman ya'arikun yamecha Al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo ta'aneh bereacha. En shaker lo tachmod beit reecha. Lo tachmod eshet reecha. V'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now say the abridged Kaddish in order to elevate ourselves to the level of our class today. Yitkadal v'yitkadashim me'rabah, and we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chaye chonu v'yom v'chonu v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael. V'agalav v'zman kariv. Vid barach v'ishtabach, vid ba'ar vid romam vid nasei, vid hadar vid ale vid alal shemeinu kucha, ve'elamin kol birkata v'shirata v'tishpechata, v'nechemata da'amiran, ve'alma t'heishlama rabba min shabaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom v'imromav v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class continues our preparation for Passover, for Pesach. There are 7 handouts that we have done in earlier years, but we only have this Sunday and next Sunday to provide for the information about Pesach. So we will not cover all 7 in detail, but I will try to speak to them and read from them in a way that will help bring all of the information back into our consciousness. It's been there before in every Pesach we have experienced. Yet, we forget from one year to the next. These 7, really there are 8 or 9 handouts that are associated with Passover. These handouts could be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. Initially, in the link that is titled, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's the preparation for Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. We've gone through the first 4 classes. So this is the 5th and probably the 6th and 7th as well class. But then there are other handouts that are on the Unique Astrological Times link in the area after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And as we've been discovering, there's a lot of rituals and there's a lot of things to do between now and the holiday of Pesach. We're in the 2nd day and the first 14 days of Nisan. All of these things need to be connected to. The first opportunity we have, but we generally don't have the time, and in many areas we don't have the ability, because the fruit trees may not have bloomed in our particular area. But we can go to an arboretum. We can go to a place where there are these fruit trees, providing we have the time. Usually we don't. But the earlier in the year that we say a blessing over the fruit trees, the better. With that in mind, that's one of the handouts. We won't go into it in detail, but you can search for it on the Unique Astrological Times link, and you can make the connection to the blessing over the trees. And always remember, when you are connecting to the trees, they are a metaphor for the tree of life, because the nature of trees is to go against gravity. They grow to be the tallest things in the world. Man tries to create buildings that are taller than trees, and maybe he succeeds. But trees are eternal. When one tree passes, it has sprung additional generations. Man cannot say this about the buildings that he builds. The trees go against gravity, and we know that gravity is the desire to receive for oneself alone. How do I know that? Because gravity is the essence of mass. And there is a difference between mass and energy, although we know the formula, E equals mc squared, thanks to Albert Einstein. Mass and energy are connected through this formula. But the essence of mass is the desire to receive for oneself alone. The essence of energy is to share. They're both vessels that both have a desire to receive. But it is up to us to transform our selfish desires into sharing desires. And this is the nature of the tree. How do we know this? Because the tree transforms carbon dioxide, which is a waste product of life, into oxygen, a necessary component of life. One other aspect of Pesach is the process of cleansing. What are we cleansing? Well, we're cleansing chametz. What is chametz? Chametz are the five grains. There's wheat, oats, rye, and two others that I don't remember offhand. Spelt is one. That would be the fourth, and then there's a fifth one as well. But we also don't eat corn on Pesach. Why not? Corn isn't a grain. But corn has the ability to blow up, which is called popcorn. And this is the energy of chametz. It blows up. It's puffery. It's the ego that has no value. We know ego has a limited value. It's important for a child to develop a proper ego. But that's for a child. By the time someone has grown to be an adult, it's time for their ego to be constrained, controlled, limited. Otherwise, we find the human being who wants to control all the other human beings, who wants the other human beings to serve them rather than Hashem. And that's what the holiday of Passover is all about. It's about freedom. But do not make the mistake that it's freedom to do what you want. It's free will. Yes, we have free will. But remember the lesson that is learned from the speech. The first speech Moses made to Pharaoh upon his return, he said just simply, "Let my people go." But that wasn't the end of the sentence. That isn't the end of the message from Hashem to Pharaoh. Read it in the Torah itself. I'm paraphrasing. That Moses was told by God to tell Pharaoh, and Moses did tell Pharaoh, Let my people go so they may serve me for 3 days. That changed over the year of the 10 plagues to be, let my people go so that they may serve me. One could say that Hashem was willing to share the efforts, the service of the Jewish people with Pharaoh. But that changed because Pharaoh's heart never changed. But we can discuss that at a later time, or if you have a question about it at the end of the class. The essence of freedom is to serve Hashem. It's a real lesson that we constantly need to relearn. And when we cleanse our house, we're not cleansing our house only. We're cleansing our egos. We're cleansing our spirits of the suffering of the ego that is false, the ego that thinks we are important. We are important to Hashem. But we're not important to other people. In fact, we are important to other people only in the way that we can assist them. Not so that they assist us. And this is the essence of the energy of what is called bread of shame. We are in this world. This world was created for us, but truly it was created for us for a purpose, to remove bread of shame. And what do we do on Pesach? We limit the spread of yeast, the puffery of yeast, the rising of yeast. There's still yeast in matzah. There is still some expansion of the wheat in matzah, but it's limited, it's constrained, because it only cooks 18 minutes. It's only 18 minutes from the time the flour is wet until it comes out of the oven. This is something that one has to recognize, contemplate, and allow to impact their lives by taking it into their lives. So you control your ego for 18 minutes, meaning you control your ego for life, because life is the gematria of 18. We approach Passover, Pesach, with an understanding that we will have a Seder. And in the Seder, we will read from the Haggadah. The Haggadah means to tell a story. Pesach parses into two words, pe, which means mouth, and sach, which means speaks. Speak, mouth. Tell the story of freedom. Freedom to serve Hashem. This is the nature of the Seder. But the word Seder means order. To put your life in order. Well, what takes you out of order? Your ego, that takes you out of balance, that doesn't let you do what is the appropriate thing, serve Hashem. It tells you, force people to serve you. This is what ego represents when it's out of balance. The Seder means to put in order. There are 15 steps in the Seder. And the important thing in the Seder that many people forget is to actually say the 15 stages of the Seder. By verbalizing the names of those stages, those steps, this is the action that puts things in order. Today, actually, it was yesterday, I read an email that said, to connect to the energy of freedom of to serve Hashem, one must say the three words. Pesach. Matzah. Maror. These are three of the 15 steps. Pesach, as we said, the mouth that is speaking. The mouth speaks. Matzah. Oh, everybody knows what matzah is, don't you? It's that flat bread, that limited bread. So how come there are three types of bread? You have matzah, you have challah, and you have man. That spiritual bread that was given in the desert, that will be given again in the world that is coming. Three types of bread. But of course, man expands that. We have rye bread, we have bialys, we have bagels, we have challah, we have white bread, we have grains, seven grain bread. But we really have three types of bread. Bread is life. Bread is necessary for life. Can one eat? Can one live without bread? Yes, but that's only through the mercy of Hashem. Look at the words. We have challah. Within this concept of bread, which is a left column concept, a vessel concept, we have these three levels. The level of man, or mana, right column within the left column. We have challah, which is the left column within the left column. We have matzah, which is the balanced column. Mana took on the taste of whatever you wanted it to taste like. What is your love? What gives you the most pleasure? Is it ice cream? Is it chocolate? Is it your mother's cooking? Is it chopped liver? Is it lox and bagels and cream cheese and tomatoes? Whatever gives you pleasure. This is what the mana tastes like. This is the sharing consciousness. The challah, which is lechem. Lechem is the root, same root as war. Because when we eat challah Friday night and Saturday, we are going to war against the Satan. which is the only war that a human being needs to fight. Unfortunately, the human being fights other wars, but that's because he's been misled by the Satan. And matzah, which is the bread, but it's been limited, so that when the human being consumes it, he remains in balance. By consuming or not consuming challah, not consuming lechem, not consuming that out-of-control ego, we limit our own egos to where they need to be. To know that I am I, and to know that I am here to assist you. This is the balance. The power of speech is in the month of Nisan. It's the power of miracles. When we speak properly, we can create miracles. Rabbi Chaim David Azulai, known as the Chida from his initials, he teaches that a good protection from the evil eye is to say of the 11 verses in the Tanakh that begin with a nun and end with a nun sofit. These verses have the energy to prevent falling. They have the energy to protect from the evil eye. They have the energy to help us stop saying lashon hara, evil speech. It is up to us to realize that when we have said Lashon Hara, and we all have said Lashon Hara at one time or another, one of the real truths is when you open your mouth, you're saying evil speech, because your consciousness is generally not on the Torah, not on Hashem, when you're speaking. You're generally, your consciousness is about yourself. You're telling someone else what to do and how to do it, instead of saying, how can I help you? And there is only one antidote to Lashon Hara. There is a lot of discussion that you cannot do teshuvah for Lashon Hara, and that is not true. The only tool to do Lashon Hara, to do Teshuvah for Lashon Hara, is to say the words of Torah, especially these 11 verses that the Chida has taught us. The first verse is from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 9. Nega tzeraat ki tehiyeh be'adam wehova el hakohen. With the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. Yeah. Because of time, I'm not counting the words or the letters, which teach us many things. But the important thing to remember, you are not sick until a medical professional, a doctor, pronounces you sick. You don't have leprosy in the biblical times unless you went to the Kohen and was told you are impure. The second verse comes from Bamidbar, from Numbers, chapter 32, verse 32. Nachnu naver chalutzim lifnei Hashem Eretz Kanaan v'etnu akzat nachaltanu me'ever liyarden. We will pass over armed before Hashem into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us beyond the Jordan. This is a very significant verse as well. The word chalutzim, translated here, is armed, but also is the number 50. As in the 50 gates of Bina. The third verse, Deuteronomy chapter 15, chapter 18, verse 15. Navia mekarocha me'achicha. Kamoni achyam lecha Hashem Elohecha alav tashmeu. A prophet will Hashem, your God, raise up for you or to you from your midst of your brethren like me. To him you are instructed to hearken. And everybody will tell you, in our generation, there is no prophecy. We have no prophets to tell us what to do. But that's a false understanding. Just read the book of prophets. They never died. They're here to teach you. Do you read it? Go to a yeshiva to study Torah. The yeshiva will not teach you the book of prophets. The yeshiva will tell you, study the Gemara. Study the prophets on your own. Study the prophets in a group. Study the prophets. But also study the Zohar, which consistently, verse after verse, brings phrases from the prophets. The fourth verse is Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, chapter 50, verse 8. Nedav madocha bavel v'me'eretz hashtim yetzav hayav ka'atodim lifnetzom. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as the he-goats before the flocks. The Chaldeans is a code word for astrologers. What is a he-goat before the flocks? A he-goat is a wise goat. He protects the flock. This is the role of the children of Israel, to teach the connection to Hashem, to protect the people from themselves. But first you have to learn to protect yourself from yourself by reducing your ego. The fifth verse is from Psalms chapter 46, verse 5. Nahar pelagav yismahu ir Elohim kodesh tishikani. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of Elohim, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High. Notice the context of the words, the city of Elohim, Ir Elohim. I had one teacher who said that the city represents technology as a code word. Elohim is the essence of judgment. We all judge all the time, but we do not have to verbalize judgments. We do not have to implement judgments against other people. Judgments against ourselves, then Hashem will not judge us. Why? Because we were usually more harsh than Hashem. Psalms chapter 77, verse 21 is the sixth verse. Nachit katzon amcha v'yad Moshe v'aron. Thou didst lead thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. The seventh verse, Psalms chapter 78, verse 12. Neged avotam asapele baretz mitraim shadatzon. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zon. The eighth verse is from Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 17. Nafoti mishkavi marachi lim v'kabot. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, with aloe, and with cinnamon. All things of cooling the passions. All things that assist and heal the heart. The ninth verse. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Ner Hashem nishmat adam chafesh ko chadarai. The spirit of man is the lamp of Hashem, searching all the inward parts. It's actually not lamp of Hashem, it's candle of Hashem. What is a candle? It's a vessel to reveal the light. The 10th verse is from Shir HaShirim, chapter 4, verse 11. Nafotata dina shefatotecha kaladavashtecha lev tachat lishonecha veriach shalomechtecha kariach levanon. Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments are like the smell of Lebanon. It's an esoteric verse that would take about 7 hours to even talk the beginning of the words. The 11th verse. Nasho ki keshet mi minim de mishpelim be'avnim ve'bachatzim be'keshet me'achi shaul mi'ben ha'yim. I mean, they were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones and in shooting arrows from the bow. They were of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. These are the 11 verses that start with the Nun and end with the Nun Sofit. The energy could be considered, if we look to the final letter gematria of the letter Nun, it's 750. It's 75, which was the age that Abraham left Haran. But the Zohar teaches that 75 is the number 7, representing the 7 Sephirot, plus the 5, representing the process of Keter, Hakma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. This is the end of our class. It's much too quick. We will have another class preparing for Passover next Sunday. We will have another class, actually an unusual class, where we will read about the Seder on the afternoon of the, or the late morning of the day of the night of the Seder. That will be the 19th of April. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I'm reminding you there will be a class at 3 p.m. today to study reincarnation. There will be a class tomorrow at 7 a.m. West Coast time for both times mentioned. 7 a.m. is to connect to the month, the third day of Nisan, which connects to the month of Sivan. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol. Shavuot Tov, a good week. A week filled with words of Torah to counter the Lashon Hara that we have done for so much and so many times and hurt other people. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.